Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those that are joining us now by TV, by radio, and by live streaming, wherever you're coming into our service from. Welcome to our morning worship service right here at the Shepherd's House Church. Those that are listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net for the entire service. Our radio programs are about 30 minutes in length, and the TV and the live streaming closer to an hour. All right, we are going to be reading in Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter number 2. Then I want to go to Psalms and read a little bit. 1 Corinthians got one verse. In St. Luke, we've got one verse. Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And the Word of God says, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." This is Paul writing to the church in Colossae. "That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, and to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made not with hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and uncircumcised of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Psalms chapter 103, verse 8, the psalmist David wrote, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18 says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And finally, I want to read one more verse in Luke 9, verse 23. And the word says, and he said to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, Lord, coming before you once again today, thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity to preach the infallible word of God. Thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to share the good news with others about the saving grace and the marvelous love of a risen Savior. Father, we thank you, Lord, for each person that's here today and all that you've gave us to listen by TV and by radio and by live streaming from around the world. Father, I pray, God, that you would touch those that are broken and those, Lord, that have no hope. I pray, God, to give them comfort, give them strength. And Father, Lord, let them hear and understand that, Lord, that you're a God of mercy and a God of love. Father, help us, Lord, to love one another. Help us, Lord, to be found in the center of your will. Asking you, God, Lord, to touch us. Help us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord, I pray, in everything. Give me the air to breathe to preach today. Give me the strength, Lord, to preach the infallible word of God. And most of all, give me the anointing. For without the anointing and presence of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, I know it would be impossible, Lord, for me to preach. I pray, God, Lord, to touch me. Help me, Lord, this day to bring out those things that you've laid upon my heart. Father, feed me, Lord, and help me to feed the sheep. Lord, I pray, Father, that you would move in a mighty way. We thank you and we praise you, for in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory. In Jesus' loving name, we ask these things this day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you for standing in reference to the Word of God. The title of the message today would be The Power of the Cross. The Power of the Cross. The most powerful thing that's ever came in this universe was the power of the cross that Jesus bled and died on that day to save us from our sins. God has gave us mercy. He's gave us grace. He's gave us unmerited favors, what grace means. He's gave us a love that the human mind cannot even comprehend. The love and the mercy that God has gave us. I was thinking, I was reading here in the Word of God how that David said in Psalms 103, verse 10, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. If we had got what we deserved, every one of us, no question, would have been in hell many years ago. He would have obliterated us. Amen. He hasn't gave us what we deserve. He's gave us grace instead. He didn't give us, amen, pain for the pain that we've caused him, amen, by the mistakes that we've made. But he gave us gentleness and mercy and love. Thank God for that. The power of the cross. Many don't realize what happened that day when the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. As the earth began to shake that day and the power of God began to move, amen, as that big veil, that big curtain that was broke, was split, amen, that day, amen, victory came, amen, for every believer, regardless of who we are, regardless of how many sins we committed, how many mistakes we've made. No longer do we have to go to the high priest? But the most simple, the most uneducated, and the most unlearned person, amen, on the planet can call on the Lord with faith. Amen. And we can receive whatever's needed. That day there was power that was given, amen, to those that's got chains on them. Amen. Jesus came to break those chains. Amen. The chains of addiction. Amen. The chains of anxiety and fear. The chains of depression. All of those things. Amen. The power that was there in the cross. He gave power to every person that would believe and call on the name of the Lord. The sky is the limit. There's nothing that we cannot do through Christ. Amen. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That means whatever comes before us, if we'll have faith and believe, we can get to it, we can get through it, and we can get beyond that. Amen. Many times we give up and we quit and we say, this is too hard. And oh, this word right here, this statement I've heard said, and I've said it myself a few times, I can't. I don't know how. I've never done that before. Well, hello, everybody else that ever had a trial had never done that before, and they didn't know how. Amen. And it looks like, amen, that it was impossible. Amen. Every financial burden that you've got, amen, can be broke. Now, that don't mean that you can go out like a dummy and max out every credit card and go borrow everything that you can get a hold of, amen, and sit with your remote control and prop your feet up and all of it get paid. Amen. But that means if you're struggling and you're praying and you're paying your tithes, you cannot bankrupt, amen, somebody, amen, that's walking in the Spirit and following God. He will always make a way for you. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Amen. I've been through a whole lot of things. Every obstacle that ever came against me hurt. It offended. It troubled me, but I made it through it. Amen. Because of the power of the cross, because of what Jesus did that day on the cross, he's opened up avenues. Amen. Whomsoever will, let him call on the name of the Lord. Amen. There's not anything that we cannot reach. Amen. If you've got a bad relationship problem, Jesus is the answer. Amen. The power has already been given, the opportunity. See, what holds people back is ourselves. The biggest enemy you got is yourself. And I'm going to make about half of you mad, but the biggest hypocrite you ever looked at was the one you looked at in the mirror. Amen. Because every one of us has got the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Every one of us has got power through Christ if we choose to fight, if we choose to go after, amen, what Jesus has gave us, we can make it through it. Amen. When it comes to healing, amen, I've been healed. You know how many times I've been healed and how many times I've seen others healed. I've had financial problems, amen, in the past, and God got me through it. Amen, we had a bunch came in and tried to take over the church and run me out and tore the church all to pieces. And woo, man, we got in a mess financially. I went from a job to no job, and actually I had a job. I just went from a job to a non-paying one. Amen. Got down to didn't have nothing. I'm telling you, I didn't have the money for a Happy Meal. That's the honest truth. Jenny's not here no more to back me up, but I'm telling you what, we got down, we didn't have nothing. I mean, as low as $4 in the bank. That's the truth. Barely kept the bank account open. Didn't have nothing in my pocket. Brother Jimmy, do you have money to go to church? Absolutely not. What did you do? I went to church. I prayed. Ain't nothing going to keep me out of church. Not having money is no excuse, because you've got the keys to the kingdom. If you will pray and seek the face of God, God will get you here. Amen. If you want to. You've heard me tell the story. I don't know how many times we didn't have the money. I was going to have to come to church on a farm tractor. I had a little diesel left, and that's all I had. Well, Brother Jimmy, that would have been embarrassing. That's what Jenny thought. I said, the only way we're going to get to church tomorrow morning, you're going to have to ride in the cab of that tractor. She said, oh, my stars. She said, I can get up there in my dress and I'll get diesel fuel and dirt all over it. And I said, see, to that walk. And I said, Lord, I've served you. I went back in my office and I prayed. So, Lord, I've served you all these years. I've been faithful. I've never missed a service. And all of these years, I've been faithful to you. Lord, I don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going through. And you know I want to go to church. And I can't stand the thoughts of my little woman having to get up in that tractor tomorrow with her dress and be embarrassed coming to church because we ain't got the money. And the church didn't have the money to give me the money. I don't know what else to do. And the Holy Spirit said, go to your closet and look through your suit coats. I said, Lord, I ain't got nothing in them suit coats. Maybe just a handkerchief or maybe a tissue where I've wiped all off my fingers while I was praying for people. He said, go. He said the second time, go to the office or to the closet and go through your suit coats. So I went out of my office, started through the house. Jenny was in the kitchen. She said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the closet. She said, to the closet? I said, yeah. She said, what are you going to the closet for? I said, I don't know. The Lord said, go look through my suit coats. She just gave me, you all know where that looks. You're raising my eyebrows. I went in there. And I went through two or three suit coats. I didn't find nothing. I got to the next one. There was a piece of paper, and I pulled it out, and there's a $20 bill. How in the world that $20 bill ever got there? But Jimmy, that wouldn't happen to me. Really? You think God's a liar? How many thinks God's a liar? None of you? Then it can happen to you. Amen? But Jimmy, I ain't got the faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by missing church. No, that ain't right. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. We need the Word of God. We need faith. Our faith needs to be built. Amen. Listen, when you're sick, God will get you there. I know we all got a miss every now and then. I understand that. Amen. If you don't ever come to church, I'm going to go to heaven. Will you go to church or not? But you may not. Amen. Some say, well, that preacher tries to get me to go to church. I'm trying to get you to go to heaven. And some of you are bucking against it. Amen. Trying to go to hell in spite of everything. No matter how hard I try to get you to grow, you refuse to grow. No matter how hard I try to get you to pay your tithes, you buck up and you won't do it. No matter how hard I try to get you to come and to be anointed and prayed for, and you're dying and you're falling backwards and you're getting worse. Amen. That's a preacher's fault. I kind of think it might not be. I kind of think that there's a power of the cross, amen, that's already been given. I kind of think, amen, that the doors has been opened, amen. Now, this ain't going the way I thought it was going to go today, but it feels good anyway. Amen. Listen, there's an opportunity for every one of us to receive from the Lord. We have not. So Jesus said, because we ask not. Well, Brother Jimmy, you don't know about my circumstances. With your circumstances. I've had a bad time. Well, honey, I have too. You want me to make you cry? You want me to make you get sick? Amen. Telling you about how bad I've had it, and then you can tell me how bad you've got it, and we'll both get depressed. But the truth is, we both are better off in what we deserve, or we'd be in hell, amen, in the first place. And God has opened up and gave us the keys to the kingdom, amen, for us to get up and to do something about it. Woo! Praise the Lord. Amen. There's joy in serving the Lord. There's joy, amen, in calling upon the Lord and watching him, amen, perform the miracles. Some says, well, I hadn't seen any miracles. You ain't got bad enough yet. Amen. Before you see a miracle, you've got to see trauma. Before you see a miracle, you've got to have a catastrophe. Well, why would I have to have a catastrophe first? Because you wouldn't know where it's coming from when God gives it to you. If you didn't know how bad a shape that you're in, if you didn't realize, amen, that you're down and you don't have no hope anywhere, and you called on the Lord because you don't know what to do, amen, you ought to be thanking God that you've had trouble, because you'll get to see a miracle. If you don't back up, and if you don't quit, if you don't sit down, and if you don't stop, amen, God will get you where that you need to be. Amen. If we'll press forward, if we'll reach out, amen, and go after it. Oh, listen, folks. Amen, there's honey. Amen. There's honey that comes from heaven if we'll go after it. Amen. There's joy. Amen. That's unspeakable, the word says, and full of glory if we'll seek the face of God and not blame everybody else. Not blame that person that done us wrong. Don't blame the situation that we're in. Don't blame the place where we worked. Don't blame the people. Amen. Listen, when I went through that church split, amen, I could have pointed a finger, and I did. Amen. That some that caused it, and then the things that they done that was wrong. Amen. But that wasn't going to get me out of the hole I was in. What was going to get me out of the hole I was in is keep on seeking the Lord. And I kept on seeking the Lord, and I saw one miracle right after another. I saw no money, and God gave me a dream, amen, that I was going to meet a man, and he was going to give me a check. And I didn't know how much it was for. It wound up being for $15,200. Whew. But I didn't have no money. The church didn't have no money. We was getting ready to go off television. My entire ministry, my enemies looked like had won. And as I went down, all I could do was cry out to the Lord and stand. And I know some of y'all ain't believing this, but I can prove it. I got witnesses. Amen. You know what happened? God sent in the money and a whole lot more than what we needed. And he took care of everything for a long time. And then we run out again and we needed more. And I was back in the same shape. I said, boy, this is getting old. It's getting old having to cry out to the Lord. But you know what? Sometimes we're better off with $5 in the bank and a prayer life than we are with $100,000 in there, amen, and satisfied, thinking that we're going to be all right. Amen. Listen, so don't, amen, get upset over the situation that you're in. Amen. The Lord's allowed you to get where you're at. He didn't put you there. The devil may have herded you in a place where you're at, but God's allowed you to go there so you can find that opportunity to get close to him. And you can't get close to him till you get broken. Listen, if you're blaming somebody from the problems that you got, you ain't broken enough. But Jimmy, you don't know how broken I am. I'm telling you, you ain't broken enough. When you finally get broken enough, you'll say, oh God, it's not my neighbor, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, but oh God, it's me that stands in need of prayer. And Lord, it may not be that I was the one that caused this, but it might be that, Lord, I'm the one that's not received yet. Because, Lord, there's going to be troubles in this world. There's going to be heartaches in this world. Just help me, Lord, not to pass up the opportunity for the miracle that can come from heaven. Lord, help me not to pass up the opportunity to move closer to you. And it was brought on because of problems. Because of the power of the cross. Amen. Listen, the chains are broken. Because of the power of the cross. Amen. The financial needs are met because of what was done on the cross. Amen. By his stripes, we are healed. Amen. Now, every one of us is going to have something that's going to take us out of this world. My wife had cancer. That's what took her out of this world. Others has been healed. I'm not jealous. It was her time to go. But I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to go until God gets ready for you to go. Now, this is going to knock the socks off of a rooster. But I want to tell you something. What you've got that's come against you is to pester and to hinder you. You ain't going to die till God says you're going to die. Amen. And so what you need to do is stand against what the devil has brought against you. Amen. The power of the cross. Amen. And the power, amen, of the of what was done on the back of our Savior. Amen. Will deliver you from your folly. Unless it's your appointed time to leave here. Amen. If it is, they ain't all the doctors in the world. It don't matter if you're sitting in the middle of a Mayo Clinic. You gone. But on the other hand, you can have the worst diseases that's ever been on the planet. Amen. Listen, walk out in front of a semi. You may have to limp the rest of your life, but you'll be here. Amen. To God gets ready for you to go. Listen, I want to tell you something today, folks. Amen. Put your faith and your trust in God. Because of the power of the cross, every chain, amen, that gets itself on me, I can get it off if I want it off, and want it off bad enough. Amen. Some don't want it off. They like to gripe and complain and whine and blame somebody. If it hadn't been for that doctor, I wouldn't be in a shape. It's a doctor's fault. Well, if it wasn't for my job, I was working hard, and they just fired me for no reason. It's all about that. If my family, if my family just stepped in and helped me like they're supposed to, God wants you to be blessed in a different way. Amen. He wants a miracle, amen, to come forth in you, and it can never come forth as long as you're whistling and running down the yellow brick road and saying everything is wonderful, hallelujah. But you're going to have to hit bottom. You're going to have to get up against the wall. You're going to have to be broken, amen, and crushed. Listen, amen, olive oil. Don't come out of the olives until you crush the olive. Amen. The beautiful aroma that comes out of a rose, it don't come out of that rose until that rose is broken. Amen. And that's when the perfume, the smell, the aroma comes out of that rose. It's when it's broken. Amen. Listen, don't fight against being broken. Don't get bitter against God because of the situation that you're in. Amen. I could pout all day long about how hard I got it. Amen. Listen, but I got it good. I'm not in hell today. Boy, am I blessed. Did you know I'm blessed? Because I'm not screaming to the top of my lungs. I can't take this anymore. Lord, please let me die. No, I'm here on this earth shouting and praising God. I'm here on this earth witnessing, amen, the miracles. I don't know what's going to be my next challenge, but I'm going to go ahead and prophesy something to you. I'll get out of it. I'll get through it. Hey, man, I'll have to go through it. It's going to hurt like a Dickens, but I'll make it. Because the same God that was with me when I started 43 years ago is still with me today. If every one of you turns against me, I'm going to get up here with a microphone and preach to people in Africa. God will make a way. He'll always make a way. Amen. He'll bless. Amen. He will help us. What the Lord wants us to do, amen, is to recognize the power that's in the cross.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter, we'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.